Oh, no. Never.
I have, there is never. I've managed to reach age 65 and I am still not a soldier of the Salvation Army. I was for a little while, but I came out of uniform at a very early age. And although I've always belonged or gone to the Salvation Army, I am not a soldier. My husband is a soldier now, but it's not for me. I will do my bit and I'm a volunteer and I will help around the place, but I don't want any commitment, and that's the way I want it. You know, I had some sort of like bad experiences and things, and it sort of made me think, well, it's like any other church, any other religion, it's as good as the people that run it. And, you know, I just had a couple of bad experiences and I thought, I don't want to be part of this. I think there was always this, the back of my mind as I was pushed into it in the beginning. It was never a choice. You know, maybe if it had been a choice, it might have been different. When I started my training, I met a fella, got married, and then found out he was married. So it was bigamous, and I was pregnant. And I went home expecting help from the Salvation Army. It wasn't forthcoming. I was sort of told, you'd be better off going somewhere, having your baby and giving it up for adoption, because, you know, it's bringing shame on your mother and shame on your family. And I couldn't take this because it was my baby, you know. And actually, you know, the attitude was, well, if you don't do this, then really we don't want you to come to the meetings, to the services. So I stayed away till after the baby was born. Whereupon, of course, everybody was very interested to see this lovely little black baby and make a big fuss of her and get her dedicated in the Salvation Army. She was welcome, but I wasn't, you know. Now, whether this was just, you know, the officers there at the time and their views, or whether it was Yeovil. I mean, I was back again in Yeovil. And in fact, Major Colonel Joan, the lady that from Tavistock, has told me that Yeovil has always been like that. And the Salvation Army has always been like that, very insular. But it turned me off, basically. There was no way I was going to go to one of the mother and baby homes that I had seen the girls come from when I was at the mother's hospital. And there was no way anybody was going to take my baby away from me. And if that's what they wanted me to do, then I didn't want to know. So for, at least, well, obviously until after I'd come back from Canada, and at least 10 years after that, I didn't go to the Salvation Army. My mother was still a member when she wasn't in hospital, but, you know, she would still go. But I really didn't want to know. And then it's only really since my late husband died and I was in Blackburn and then coming back down here, that I have again started to go. Because that's what I knew. I mean, if I was going to go to a church, it was going to be the Salvation Army, because that's what I'd grown up with. But I really feel that I didn't want to be a uniformed, committed part of somewhere that was so good at looking after others and couldn't look after their own, basically. And I've still found it even now in, you know, some examples and that I feel that there's sometimes when they're much better at looking after the poor and the homeless and everything else and not looking at what's under their noses. So that's one of the reasons why I never became a Salvationist and certainly would never, ever think about going to be an officer. Well, I'm too old now anyhow. They don't want me. You know, she's 42 now and she's perfectly, well, 44. I've never regretted it.